Brock wanted to share something with you. I think I have a verse, maybe, Michelle. 1 Corinthians 14:23. Did you just say, oh, yeah, like you had forgotten that you'd asked me if you could speak?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're great. Look at this verse.
1 Corinthians 14, verse 2 and verse 3. On the other hand, the one who prophesies speaks to people for their upbuilding and their encouragement and consolation. If you're careful, you look in the scriptures, look at various different translations of that verse. It's invariably, it's for things that are uplifting and upbuilding and strengthening. It's the heart of the Father. He is no longer angry with us. It's the heart of the Father to build and to strengthen and encourage and really to allow us to walk in the fullness that He's created us for. So the things He says to us prophetically are going to be, they're going to be in their character, in their nature, at their essence, they're going to be encouraging. So what happens when we are being dutiful and we're following what we've seen modeled and the Lord gives us something that is critical, or that is a revelation of an individual doing something they're not supposed to be doing? According to this, that's not what we're going to give. So, Father, you've just shown me that this individual is actually embezzling money from their company. So, Lord, what's on your heart that you would show me that? And in many cases, the next thing the Lord reveals is what I'm working in him is honesty and purity. Now that's exactly what's on the list.
So you can deliver the negative word in the redemptive, proactive way that the Lord's doing it. You're not just trying to be Mr. or Mrs. Positive, but we're going for this right here, upbuilding, encouragement, and consolation. You don't have to be fear-based, slam them. You can have the information, take it to intercession, and you can prophesy the redemptive purpose.
Because why? If he says that's what prophecy is for, the building up of the saints, all the gifts are for building up the saints, including the gift of tongues. It's my individual building up of my sainthood. All the gifts are given for the saints. Then it's inconsistent that the Lord Jesus would give me a word for somebody. The word of the Lord for you is, you're a rat bag. That's just not going to be it.
That's not going to be helpful.
No, it's not. Yeah. It's not out of his heart.
No.
So we get a chance to listen. So, Lord, why? It's out of utter kindness that he would share a word that looks and appears negative or appears critical. So, Lord, graciously, thank you for showing me this about this one who is indwelt by your Holy Spirit. What's your heart for him, Lord? What's your heart for him? Because one of the things that unfortunately we've done in the body of Christ is we've shot our wounded. Well, I'm as wounded as anybody is, and I don't need any more bullet holes from anybody in my life. I just don't. So we look at this. What we're responsible for is calling people up into who the Lord Jesus declares them to be. We're not supposed to be calling them out on their behavior. It's inconsistent with the Spirit of God and His revelation within us that we would ever find ourselves doing that.
And I'll say this, that if you would get that information that's negative, you come in with the redemptive word of the Lord, you've not compromised, but you can tease out, because we're not saying they don't need to confess, repent, and respond to that. And the Lord, I mean, Jesus said, you've had five husbands.
Yes.
And you're living with a guy, all right? So that was pretty to the point. And so he modeled that, but he was leading her to a place of redemption, which was the purity and the cleanness in him through the living water. So we want to be careful. We're wanting to encourage, because we get this question quite a bit about, you good? All right, great. Yeah, thank you.
Call me again.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People are like, what do I do with the negative stuff? Well, the negative stuff, you want to take it to prayer first, but don't discount it. Just maybe think about how you would deliver it in love and then in intercession, and then begin to work with them. And I think even during them talking and processing that word, that they might be able to begin to make that confession even with your help. But sometimes it's more powerful when they come to that on their own instead of you just outing them. Amen.